Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving, married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, high-performance business coach, and a believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I teach you how to live a life that represents who you are authentically, not who you think you need to be. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies so that you can find who you are in all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. I can't promise you this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to the couch. Today, you just get me raw and real. And I want to talk to you about the gift of being yourself. And wouldn't it be great if we could just pack up a bow, a beautiful bow with a beautiful gold foiled present, and we could have that under our tree, and at the Christmas we could just unwrap it, and we would do it really carefully where we take the paper and we don't cut it or rip it because we want to know how gentle we're being with it because it is going to be the most exquisite present we've ever had. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Because you know inside, it's the gift of being yourself. And why is that so hard? Like, is it we don't know who we are? Is it we're too busy worrying about what other people say we should be instead of just being us? Is it the messages that we had from childhood on about what we should like and what we should do that we just think that's what we should do and who we should be? Or are we tired of people telling us that they don't like the version of us that we're putting out there or criticizing us or telling us not nice things about ourselves? Like, why do people like that get a voice? That's what I want to know first. Like, if that's the case, why do they get a voice? Like, who are all these people that get a voice in the life of who we are? And why do we feel like we have to hide? Why do we feel like we have to hide who we are? Like, we put on a mask, and I'm not talking about a COVID mask. I'm talking about a mask of your entire being where we hide who we are authentically at our core in certain situations because we either feel like we're not going to be respected, we're not going to be accepted, we're not going to be liked. Whatever the reason is, we all do it, right? Or maybe we don't feel safe. So maybe that's a reason why we do it. But here's what I want you to know. There's a couple of steps that you've got to know before you can start to know yourself. Because most of the time I feel like we change and learn. And as we do that in life experiences, we grow. And I think we really just start to begin to not know who we are. Yep. Who we are. So until you know at your core that you are deeply loved by God and that you know how He feels about you, it's really hard to know yourself because you got to know who He says you are first. And I think it's time, if you don't, to spend some time in the Gospels with Jesus. But for right now, I want you to hear this. Neither knowing God nor knowing self can progress very far unless it begins with the knowledge of how deeply we are loved by God. Neither knowing God nor knowing self can progress very far unless it begins with the knowledge of how deeply you are loved by God. That quote came from David Benner. And I want to say this. It has so much truth in it. What if you just today, if you are nothing else, you just dared to start to believe that nothing can separate you from God's love? Not anything you've done, not anything that's done to you, not anything that you will do. Nothing can separate you. But in order for our knowing of God's love to be truly transformational, it has to come from the basis of your identity. So your identity is who we experience ourselves to be, right? The I each of us carries within. An identity grounded in God would mean that when we think of who we are, the first thing that would come to mind is our status as someone that is deeply loved by God. Now, I don't know about you. That's not usually the first thing I think of when I wonder who I am. Not at all. It's not. So, we were created from love, of love, and for love. Your existence and identity don't exist outside of your relationship of love with God. So, how much of this knowing forms the foundation of your identity? Or are you just saying, I am depressed, I am anxious, I am sad? No, you are chosen. You are loved. You're in the image of God. You are vibrant. You are beautiful. You are energetic. You're wonderful. Those are the I am statements that you've got to start to look at. And if not, start to pray that God will lead you to someone with whom you can share your desire to know who you truly are. This is one reason I created the Awaken Me course, A Journey to Finding You. Because I want you to wake up each and every day knowing exactly who and whose you are. Doesn't get any better than that. God loves you from your head to your toes. But getting that truth of God loves me, getting to that truth of God loves me, from hearing it in your head to feeling it in your heart, it's difficult. But let me tell you the biggest way, easiest way to start to feel what you hear. Because the transformation is in the feeling. And that's when you do this journey with other people. Get in community, whether it's in the Awaken Me journey or it's in another community. Get in there. It's transformational. I've seen it happen. Are you ready to rediscover you again? You are made for more than being just okay. Do you feel like you've lost yourself a little bit between juggling the roles of wife, mom, CEO, cook, chauffeur, nurse, doctor, mediator, dog poop picker-upper? But you've forgotten what it means to be you. So let's rediscover who you are in Him. You're more than a wife, more than a mom, more than a CEO. I think it's time for you to join me on Awaken Me, A Journey to Finding You. And this is a complete step-by-step rediscovery course designed to introduce you to the most important person in your life, you. AwakenMeCourse.com. Sign up and come join me on this journey. Then you also, second thing, have to look at your part of yourselves that you want to ignore. The part that you don't want to acknowledge that you are, the experiences that you'd like to pretend it didn't exist. And if you refuse to face feelings such as shame, and I know this is difficult because I have lived with a lot of shame in my life, a lot of shame. My choices and choices done to me that weren't my choice. So much shame. But until I faced them head on, I could not feel loved by anyone, let alone God, not myself, not my spouse, not God, nobody. And the reason we ignore them is because they make us feel too vulnerable. So we either pretend they don't exist or we hope they go away. Or maybe it's our broken and wounded self that we're trying to deny. Because isn't our broken and wounded self part of us? They just go into hiding, but they don't leave. So if you are feeling strong and confident and independent, but you can't embrace the weak or insecure self, then you're forced to live a lie. You have to pretend you're strong and confident because there's a part of you that isn't. And under certain circumstances, you can absolutely be strong and competent. But don't lie to yourself and say there's not another side. You're just not letting them show up. Just name it, right? There is enormous value in naming and coming to know those parts of yourself. They don't have to overcome you. They don't have to be shown all the time. But you can't hide them away, right? Because I have a playful side. I have a cautious side. I have a vulnerable side. I have a hard as nails side. I have a say it like it is side, but I have a quiet side. So there's all types of sides of me. I'm also competitive in certain arenas, and I have to face and know them all in order to know myself. So self-acceptance and self-knowing are two different things. For number three, you can know yourself, but accepting yourself, they're both interconnected, right? And to truly know something about yourself, you need to accept it for what it is. Even things about yourself that you most deeply want to change must first be accepted, even embraced. And if you're going on a self-transformation journey, it is the first step is accepting yourself for who you are. And you can't start any improvement journey without that. And I would almost tell you, well, I am going to tell you, not almost. It's so difficult to go alone. Do this with a therapist, with a community like the Awaken Me community. Do this with a group of friends that you can feel vulnerable and authentic with. But don't try to do this on your own. There's a reason there's 3 million self-help books and counting, and I am a massive reader. I've read thousands of them. And I'm willing to bet that there's not one that you can say transformed you. And I think there is some that you can learn from that have changed you. But I believe this type of identity transformation doesn't come from doing it alone. It comes from community. Comes from a group like Awaken Me. And I want to invite you to go check that out, awakenmejourney.com. And I know this works because there are many women in there who will tell you that. And if you listen to the last two podcasts right before this, you will hear that as well. But if it's not with me, find someone, because really you're just searching and searching and searching when it's here waiting for you. Isn't it time to get out of the overwhelm of life? Start living authentically you? Stop keeping yourself so busy that you can't deal with your own junk? Stop worshiping the to-do list and justifying the super hyper busy? And ladies, I've been there. I didn't get to write this Awaken Me course or to be able to do this podcast because I didn't sit right in those shoes where you're sitting if that's you. Because I have. And I've done the work. And now I'm teaching the work. And I'm seeing the transformation. And oh my gosh, I want it for every person on earth. Because honestly, there's no reason for us to not know who you are or who Jesus says you are and to feel it in your soul, in your core, deep inside. Can you tell I am getting fired up about this? I am fired up because it's here waiting. But we don't know how we're going to find the time. And we don't know if this is going to work. And we don't know if we want to talk about those things. And we don't know if we want, yeah, you're just making excuses. I'm going to call it like it is. And I made them for decades. And for decades, I was unhappy with myself. I was unhappy with my marriage. I was unhappy as a parent. I was unhappy in my jobs. I was miserable and angry. So angry. Not anymore. I have peace, calm. Because I now know the depths of God's personal love for me and you as an individual. And I know it's the foundation for all genuine self-knowledge, for knowing who you are, your identity, your core. It starts there. So when you start to say, I am, what goes in your blank? I'm going to leave it right there today. And if you want to join us, awakenmejourney.com, come on, we'll welcome you with open arms. Talk to you soon. Okay, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're interested in continuing conversations just like these, visit my website at amywine.com. There you will find additional resources for high-achieving, Jesus-loving, married moms just like you, and the different ways that we can work together. Thanks for tuning in. See you here next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.